Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to welcome you to this video. This is going to be a little bit of a different video. It's a first installment of a three-part series responding to Truth Time Radio and some recent things that have transpired there. Before we get into that, I want to welcome you to our YouTube channel here, Grace Life Bible on YouTube. If you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell, and becoming part of our viewing audience here on YouTube, we would appreciate it. Also want to remind you about our featured book, which is my notes of the first 27 lessons of From This Generation Forever, a study of God's promise to preserve his word. This is volume one on inspiration. This is the 27 lessons that were taught to the adult Sunday school class at Grace Life Bible Church on the doctrine of inspiration. I'm working on a volume two. Hopefully it'll be out by the end of the summer on the doctrine of preservation. Also want to remind you here about our Rumble channel, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. We established this last year in 2021 as an alt text site to YouTube should something happen to our YouTube ministry. So if you're into alt text sites or would just like another option, please consider checking us out here and subscribing on Rumble. So the purpose of this video is to respond to some things that have been said by Truth Time Radio. And my intention is I am going to make three videos, this one and two more, to address these issues. And then after that, I am going to be done discussing, debating anything with Truth Time Radio. And I will be explaining my reasons why that is the case as we work our way through this content. All right. So first thing I want to do is I want to give some historical context to what I want to cover in this video. So back on March 6 of this year and March 13, I taught two lessons at Grace Life Bible Church about titled Born Again or Regenerated, Is There a Difference? Okay, so that was on March 6 and March 13. On Wednesday, March 16, Truth Time Radio released this video, Wretched Radio and Truth Time Radio, To Be or Not to Be Born Again. And this, you can see right here on the date in the left corner, this was March 16. Now, I was not explicitly mentioned in this video by Truth Time Radio. Truth Time Radio did not mention me. They did not mention necessarily directly the teaching that I had recently done on March 6 and March 13. The way I got involved in a dispute with Truth Time Radio here is because of some comments that were left by somebody named Emerald24 in the comments on this video here from March 16. So let me be clear, okay? I did not go onto any of Truth Time Radio's blogs, YouTube videos, anything, leaving any comments. I was brought into this by some comments that were left by Emerald24, all right? Those comments that were left by Emerald24 on this video from March 16 precipitated this blog by Truth Time Radio on March 20, titled What Happens When You Put a History Teacher Above God's Word. So as I said in my previous video from April 7, I don't read Truth Time Radio's blog, or at least I hadn't until recently, once all this sort of started. A concerned saint sent me this link to this blog and told me that I should check it out because it was about me. And it is in this blog that Truth Time Radio is questioning my salvation, whether or not I am in the body of Christ, calling me a blemish to the body of Christ. And that is sort of what got this back and forth, if you will, going, is this blog, right? Now, I responded to this blog in my video from April 7, and then also in print by an annotated copy of the blog with my notations in the margin and so on and so forth. So this is the original post by Emerald24 on the YouTube video from March 16 that got all of this stuff going. And then I presented this document here that is on your screen right now, the annotated version of the March 20 blog by Truth Time Radio. I presented this in my video here. In my video from April 7. All right. So this was April 7 that I made this video, in which I presented this document. The very next day, on April 8th, Truth Time Radio responded with "The History Teacher Barks Back." In this video, they double down on issues related to questioning my salvation and why they are justified in doing that, as well as a host of other things that I want to address here shortly. All right. So I want everybody to understand the historical context that is leading to this. All right. This blog, The History Teacher Barks Back, is clearly about me, as is the other previous one here from March 20. What happens when you put a history teacher above God's word? All right. So I just want everybody to be clear on that. All right. So now what I want to do is I want to look at and I want to present some things from my annotated version of the History Teacher Barks Back blog. All right. Now, I'm not going to read this blurb right here in the upper left because it just walks through the same history that I just walked you through. But this, all of this information, every one of these PDFs, all this information that I'm going to present, it will be accessible through links in the description underneath this video on YouTube, as well as on Rumble. So anything I'm showing you, you can go and check for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. And I am not going to be leaving out any of the pertinent information. I wish I could say the same thing for Truth Time, which I will be demonstrating here shortly. All right. So I'm not going to deal with this in the upper left because it's just a recap of the history that I just presented. So I will commend all of this to you to read for yourself, all the stuff that Truth Time Radio has to say. This part here that I have highlighted in green, this is a quotation from the original blog from March 20 that I have highlighted here. Okay, so this is an exact quote, and I want to start interacting with this. And then down here, let's read what they say that I have highlighted in yellow. However, this teacher tried to imply that we were against using man-made dictionaries as study tools. Notice in the quote above, we stated very clearly that we are opposed to the practice of consulting other sources as the final authority. How do you get the claim that we are saying not to use man-made dictionaries from that statement? You'll have to figure that one out for yourselves, especially when we obviously go on to say what we might do instead of relying the Webster 1828 to define terms from 200 years prior, misrepresentation number one. So let me deal with that first here. And I do that over here in the margin, response to misrepresentation number one. This statement, this one down here in yellow, from TTR is blatant misdirection. TTR is banking on the fact that readers of the blog post, that's this one that I have on the screen, The History Teacher Barks Back, will not have watched our video or read our corresponding document. In both, we quoted from TTR's video from March 16, 2022, titled Wretched Radio versus Truth Time Radio, To Be or Not to Be Born Again. And that, again, is the video over here that I already showed you, and where the comments were made that got all of this started in the first place, in which the speaker can be heard stating the following. So this is at beginning at the 18-minute, 42-second mark of the video from March 16, quote, "No need to word search. You can lay down the man-made dictionaries. You don't have to Greek it. The Bible in English is just fine. The Bible, God's word, is its own dictionary. We simply compare scripture with scripture and sit back and watch the dots connect." This quotation, coupled with the portion of the original blog post highlighted in green right here, all right, was the impetus for our critique. Taken at face value, TTR's combined comments suggest that they are against the use of man-made dictionaries when conducting Bible study. Furthermore, they frowned upon using Noah Webster's dictionary from 1828 because it is 200 years removed from the King James Bible of 1611. Meanwhile, TTR has completely ignored the very etymological research from the 16th and 17th century that they called for as to the meaning and usage of the word regeneration at the time the King James Bible was translated. This research / evidence was presented in our YouTube video and PDF document from April 7, 2022. So my response to Truth Time Radio here presents a host of information demonstrating the historical, etymological meaning and usage of the words in question as they occurred in the 16th and 17th century, exactly what TTR was calling for in their original blog that started this from March 20. Okay. So since this blog post, this one that I have on the screen, the history teacher barks back from April 8th, was published on April 8th, TTR has authored a follow-up blog titled Noah Webster, the Calvinist King James Bible Corrector. So the statement here is that it's misdirection. It's basically it's banking on the fact that people haven't actually read the document or watched our video where we presented this information. So the impression that TTR is against the use of man-made dictionaries is coming from their own statements. And I am not the only one listening to TTR paying attention to this who has had the same impression based upon TTR's own statements, right? So let's move on now and address number two. In yellow, highlighted here on the screen, it says, the definition of regeneration in the quote from the blog above, talking about new birth, so let's just start at the beginning of the paragraph. He then goes on and on and on and on about how regeneration means new birth, which is precisely what we said was being pushed as the definition in the quote from the blog above. In trying to figure out exactly what point he is trying to make, it occurred to us that perhaps he is not paying attention to the context of that which he chose to spend so much time arguing against. And in doing so, he actually furthered our point, which is this. It doesn't matter if you define regeneration as new birth. The fact of the matter is that new birth and born again are not the same. Citing a single selected definition of regeneration to mean born again from 1604 does not change that fact, especially when the actual Bible word is regeneration, not regenerate, from the same dictionary with a definition of new birth. As a matter of fact, the word regenerate is not even in the King James Bible, so why are we using a word not in the Bible to define a word that is in the Bible? Odd. So let's deal with misrepresentation number two, all right? So I deal with that up here in this corner. This is classic gaslighting on the part of True Time Radio. Yes, they noted in their blog post from March 20 that the definition of regeneration being pushed was, quote, pushed, was new birth. Now, in the current blog post, TTR is seeking to misdirect the readers from the main point by withholding relevant information and asserting that all we did is restate what True Time Radio already said. So they're basically making out like I can't read and don't understand what they've said. Meanwhile, as I'm going to prove to you conclusively, they have withheld information from the readers of this blog that is highly pertinent to what was being discussed. And so they're making out like I can't read, I can't understand context, while they are actively withholding information from their readership that is extremely pertinent to the discussion. All right. They're withholding relevant information, asserting that all we did is restate what True Time Radio already said. Above in green, True Time Radio connects the prefix re with the word again in contradistinction to new. So let me just show you that. That is up here. New, never before, re, again. All right. So that's what I'm talking about here in this statement. TTR is endeavoring to isolate the prefix re from the rest of the word regeneration and build an argument accordingly. Put another way, rather than defining the entire word regeneration by 17th century standards, TTR is advancing a prefix argument to steer their readers to the understanding they are seeking to advance, i.e., re equals again, not new. This is proved beyond doubt below when TTR presents the online etymological dictionary entry for the word again. So let's just drop down and look at that. So here's from the etymological online website, new and again. All right, new and again. And then here we have compare. So this is their conclusory statement, new for the first time, again, once more. Okay. So how do the words new and again mean the same thing? So let's go back up and look at it again. So put another way, rather than defining the entire word regeneration by 17th century standards, TTR is advancing a prefix argument to steer their readers to the understanding they are seeking to advance, i.e. re equals again, not new. This is proved beyond doubt below when TTR presents the online etymological dictionary entry for the word again. In other words, TTR is stacking the deck and hope their readers don't realize it. Moreover, we presented far more than, quote, a single selected definition that regeneration slash regenerate means born again. In fact, we cited the Oxford English Dictionary OED, which stated the following in the etymology section in the entry for regeneration, quote, the process or fact of being spiritually reborn. Likewise, the first definition cataloged by the OED reads the process or fact of being spiritually reborn. So let me just go back and demonstrate to you. This is the document from April 7. Here is the Oxford English Dictionary entry photographed and appended to the blog, presented and explicitly discussed in my video from April 7. And here you can see regeneration from the OED. Notice the process or fact of being spiritually reborn. That's critical, reborn. And then definition 1A, the action of coming or bringing into renewed existence, recreation, rebirth, restoration. So we presented both of these pieces of information in the video and in the document from April 7. Okay, so let's go back over here. Did you catch it? According to TTR's own prefix argument, reborn must mean born again. Why? Because re equals again, according to TTR. This is why TTR has hidden information from its readership. They hide from the readership the definition from the OED because of the way that it undermines their argument. So let's look at it, okay? Did you catch it? According to TTR's own prefix argument, reborn must mean born again. Why? Because re equals again, according to TTR. This is why TTR has hidden information from its readership. It contradicts the argument they are advancing. In addition to the OED and table alphabetical from 1604, see the images in the left margin and below. So here's table alphabetical. Here's the OED. All right. We presented multiple entries from the lexicons of early modern English, LEM, as to the meaning and usage of regeneration slash regenerate in the 16th and 17th century. So that is this database right here, the lexicons of early modern English. Now, I'm not going to search this thing in this video because I already did that in my video from April 7, where I show the research of the meaning and usage of the words in question, regenerate and regeneration, in 16th and 17th century resources. Okay, but TTR has withheld all of this. They have withheld any piece of information that clearly identifies the historical meaning and usage of the word regeneration as being connected to being reborn. Why have they done that? They have done that because reborn, by prefix definition that TTR is using, demonstrates that reborn would mean being born again. And I'll show you that more here in a moment. Once again, TTR is failing to convey all of the relevant facts to its readership while making out like we can't read or follow basic arguments. This is classic gaslighting, folks, okay? This is gaslighting at its finest. Interesting parties are encouraged to search the LEME for themselves at the link above or check out the images appended to the PDF document from April 7. Consistent application of TTR's prefix argument reveals the following: regeneration equals born again. Thus, the withholding of the relevant facts on the part of Truth Time Radio. So I'm going to put a description in the description, for this video. I'm going to put a link to the Lexicons of Early Modern English, and anybody listening to this should go check it out for themselves and see for themselves what the research shows. And this, again, is all research that TTR has withheld from the audience. All right. So, excuse me. So let's go on to the next part of this. On the left, TTR cites the Online Etymological Dictionary for new as proof that their argument that new, never before, is something wholly different from re, again. Careful readers will notice that one of the definitions of new in the very source cited by TTR means, quote, different from the old, right here, highlighted, different from the old, i.e. new does not exclusively mean, quote, for the first time, as they have asserted down here, for the first time, okay? So in the very source that TTR is presenting to make this argument, it does not sustain the argument that they are making, all right? Moreover, the very same dictionary utilized by TTR defines regeneration, see the blue highlighting above, as a being, quote, a being born again, a point that was explicitly covered in our video from April 7 and completely ignored by TTR. Okay, so let's go over here. Here's my video from April 7. Here's the appended document that I was presenting in that video. We can come down right here. Here is the Online Etymological Dictionary for Regeneration, and notice what it says, a being born again. Originally spiritual, a being born again. Originally theological, radical spiritual change in an individual accomplished by the action of God. Okay, now they have, so understand what TTR is doing. They are quoting from the Online Etymological Dictionary, but they are not quoting the very entry that is in question, and that is the meaning, the historical meaning and usage of the word regeneration, while they're quoting new and again. And I presented this exact definition in my material from April 7, all right? So moreover, the very dictionary utilized by TTR defines regeneration as a, quote, being born again, a point that was explicitly covered in our video from April 7 and completely ignored by Truth Time Radio. Put another way, regeneration means the radical spiritual change in an individual accomplished by the action of God. That is a direct quote from the Online Etymological Dictionary, i.e. a change from the old to the new, which is completely consistent with the very definitions of new and again that TTR is presenting here. Therefore, the very dictionary utilized by TTR in their attempted rebuttal does not support their point. The image below from the Online Etymological Dictionary was displayed and discussed in our video from 4-7 and is appended to our annotated copy of TTR's blog post from 3-20. That's right here. There it is, right there in black and white. Yet in this blog, The History Teacher Barks Back from April 8, TTR completely leaves all of this out. They leave out anything that might cause question of what they're actually saying here. They are not being honest interlocutors. They are hiding information from the audience that is detrimental to their position and then pretending like I can't read and understand basic argumentation. Yet TTR has completely left the most relevant definition from the source they are citing out of the discussion. Misdirection at its finest. Once again, TTR is banking on the fact that the readers of this blog post have not watched our video or read our annotated document. Put another way, they are not forthcoming with all of the relevant information. Regeneration equals a being born again from the very dictionary that TTR is quoting, which I will say again, they have left out completely. Despite their claims to the contrary, TTR is privately defining words. If one applies TTR's prefix argument consistently, using the very dictionary they cite, their argument is proved false. And here's the picture of it again from the Online Etymological Dictionary. Okay. So folks, you know, the evidence here is, it speaks for itself. So it is true that Paul never used the term born again, which they talk about. Where do they talk about that? Somewhere in this section. It is true that TTR never uses the term born again. It is true that Paul never uses the term born again. However, he used the word regeneration, a word that means, quote, the process or fact of being spiritually reborn according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Likewise, the Online Etymological Dictionary, the very source cited by TTR in this blogspot, defines regeneration as a, quote, being born again, a fact conveniently left out of this blogspot, consistent application of TTR's prefix argument to all the relevant data reveals the following. Premise one, re equals again, once more, see TTR's prefix argument above. Premise two, regeneration equals spiritually reborn, according to OED's definition, which was presented and left out. Premise three, reborn equals born again by consistent application of TTR's prefix argument. Conclusion, regeneration equals born again, the exact definition of regeneration that is presented in the Online Etymological Dictionary, the very source that TTR has presented in this article. So look, folks, this is classic misrepresentation and gaslighting, hiding and withholding pertinent information in a public discussion from the readership of the blog that would absolutely falsify and prove false what TTR is asserting. While they want to say and make out like, I can't read basic arguments and follow basic things, all right? Now, since this is going to sort of lead somewhere else in one of my later videos, I thought it pertinent to do some more research. And so I have searched the available sermons of the King James translators themselves to look for what they said about these issues. Okay. So the first one I'm going to show you here that I have on the screen is from Miles Smith. Miles Smith was one of the King James translators. He was one of the two gentlemen, him and Thomas Bilson, that saw the King James Bible through to the press in the print shop of Robert Barker. Miles Smith wrote the preface. This is a sermon delivered by Miles Smith. Notice what it says. We don't have time to read this whole thing. Verily, for this cause Christ was born, that we should be born again, and he would be born again, that we might walk in newness of life. Did Miles Smith believe that he was born again? Apparently he did. Now you say, why does all this matter? Well, I'm going somewhere with this, okay? This next one is from Lancelot Andrews. Lancelot Andrews was also one of the King James Bible translators. And let's look at what he says about this issue, all right? So let's look at this right here. That was the Genesis, that is the generation of the world, that is, there's some Latin stuff here that I'm going to skip over, that is the regeneration. Notice how Lancelot Andrews is using this. That is the regeneration, the word used by Paul in Titus chapter 3, or spiritual new birth, whereby we be born again the sons of God. Folks, how is Lancelot Andrews using the terminology regeneration? He's using it to refer to a new spiritual birth that he identifies in the next clause as being born again as a son of God. Okay? And better not born at all than not so born again. So, Lancelot Andrews is using the word regeneration exactly the way that the Oxford English Dictionary defines the meaning and usage of the word, exactly the way that the Online Etymological Dictionary is using the word, exactly the way the lexicons of early modern English identify the word being used, and exactly the opposite way as what Truth Time Radio wants its viewers and readership to believe. Now you can do the math on that yourself. Here's another one from Lancelot Andrews. There's another one from Lancelot Andrews talking here about John 3 and Nicodemus, Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. No man unless he thus be born again by his first birth, be it never so high or noble, is a whit nearer this inheritance following. For all our godly, some Latin word, I'm not sure exactly what it says, we so much as boast of, if we go not with this, but for this, well, therefore, may we say, and then he's got some more Latin here, but now re hath in it powers, re is again. Interesting that Lancelot Andrews would say that. Re is again the second time. So it suits well with this. It is the second time, for there be one, the old creation, and two, the new creature in Christ, and two births. A child is brought into the world, but it is carried out again to the church. There it be born and brought forth anew by the sacrament of regeneration. Now, I do not agree with his statements here about baptismal regeneration, which I said in the last video, but notice how Lancelot Andrews is using this. But re is not only again, but again, as it were, upon a loose, but not a second only, but a second upon the falling of the first. Okay, and he gets into a bunch of other, talking here about reconciliation, talking here about regeneration. It is very clear what Lancelot Andrews is understanding. All right. And then we have John Reynolds. John Reynolds was one of the John Reynolds was the translator at the Hampton Court Conference who first promoted the idea of there being a new translation. And he talks about the passage here as well between Jesus and Nicodemus in John 3. Notice what he says. Let's see here. And the same Spirit God doth manifest unto us that which our Savior Christ said to Nicodemus, that we must be born anew. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And born again we cannot be unless we be first begotten by the Word. And though it be true that God begets us by the inward operation of his Holy Spirit, yet he uses the outward means of the ministry by the word, though it be true, begets us inwardly by the Holy Spirit. Sorry, I skipped the line there. And accomplishing the same. And therefore, Paul is said to beget the Corinthians and Onesimus by the word. So unless we receive the messengers which bring this word to us and apply the same unto our hearts, we have no regeneration of the Spirit. This is exactly the way that I taught the issue of regeneration back way back here when I taught on March 13 and March 6 at Grace Life Bible Church. So I don't care what category of evidence you want to look at. You could look at dictionaries that Truth Time Radio has intentionally obscured from the audience. You could look at the lexicons of modern early English. You could look at the sermons of the translators themselves and see plainly how they are using the word regeneration and how they are understanding and connecting regeneration to a being born again. Exactly what we argued. Reynolds there even connecting Paul begetting the Corinthians and Onesimus through the gospel, exactly like I argued in my sermons from March 6 and March 13. So it would appear that the translators would agree with me on this point and not Truth Time Radio. All right. Now, I would also say, if we go to page 5, we can only assume, wait a minute here, make sure I'm on the right point. I do have some notes written here that I want to make sure that I address. So it should be pointed out then in all of this that nowhere in this block spot, this one here, does TTR address or respond to our actual scriptural exegesis of the topic of born again and regeneration. They never deal with it. Yet again, TTR is found relying on the fact that their readership is not aware of our scriptural exposition of the relevant text. Parties interested in understanding what we actually said on the matter are encouraged to check out the following resources. Those would be our messages on born again and regeneration from March 6th, March 13th, and then our responses to Truth Time Radio from April 7th, which will be in the description from this video. So then all of that brings us here to the top of page 5 over here on the left. Just because someone trusts the King James Bible as their final authority on God's word does not mean they hold a superstitious view of that. And above that, they are talking about something else I'll address here in a minute. The question at hand is, what did the word regeneration mean in the early 17th century when the King James Bible was translated? I just showed you the translators themselves and what they said about the word. Defining words contrary to the historical, verifiable meanings just because they're in a King James Bible is the issue at hand. True Time Radio said in their blog post for March 20 that they were open to 17th century etymological research, yet in this blog spot, we find them ignoring and omitting clear evidence that would falsify their position. When the King James translators chose the word regeneration in Titus 3:5, they were electing to use an English word of established meaning to state in the receptor language, English, the truth communicated by the donor language, Greek. This is the purpose of a translation. To argue otherwise is to misunderstand what a translation is. Unless Truth Time Radio can prove from a 16th or 17th century source that regeneration does not mean to be spiritually reborn, i.e. born again, our argument remains intact. If they can't and choose to cling to their privately contrived definitions, are they not being superstitious? Are they not privately deriving their own definitions? This is what we were referring to when we were talking about a superstitious view of the King James Bible. In the absence of a clear verse that defines a word within the biblical text in a specific manner, it is dangerous to define words contrary to the historical usage. Doing so throws open the door to ultimate subjectivity in the defining of words. This has been our point over and over and over again in these things. Okay. Now, we go back to the top of page 5. And True Time Radio talks about how we've been piling on above. They talk about 10 years. And I want to address that. We can only assume that the comment about, quote, others piled on throughout the years is a reference to our historic opposition of Truth Time Radio's teaching regarding forgiveness / reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:19. Over the years, since learning of the position in 2013, we have taught against the notion that there are forgiven people in hell as maintained by Truth Time Radio. Initially, when we were first made aware of this position via Facebook, we were not aware of Truth Time Radio's advocacy of this view. Parties interested in our position on the greater doctrinal dispute regarding forgiveness and reconciliation are encouraged to check out the following resources. Here's one from 2013, Do People Go to Hell with Their Sins Forgiven? And then three from 2018 about understanding the ministry of reconciliation. Now look, folks, it is true that I have opposed Truth Time Radio's teaching on reconciliation and forgiveness, as have many others. So it seems, though, that to classify as an attack, all one has to do is oppose Truth Time Radio's teaching on reconciliation. Now listen. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This is from Paul's chapter in 1 Thessalonians 4 on the rapture. There was a requirement for anybody to participate in the events, in the catching away of the church described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Notice, they have to believe that Jesus died and rose again. They have to believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now, True Time Radio's position is that all of the world is already forgiven and reconciled, but they're just not justified because they haven't trusted Paul's gospel. Okay? They're not justified because they haven't trusted Paul's gospel. So because they're not justified, yes, they're forgiven, yes, they're reconciled. Every human being in this dispensation is forgiven and reconciled, but they're not justified because I haven't trusted Paul's gospel. Folks, that means Truth Time Radio's position maintains that forgiven and reconciled people will miss the rapture because they have not believed Paul's gospel and are therefore not justified. In order to participate in the catching away of the church, you have to believe that Jesus died and rose again. Paul's gospel from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. So a consistent application of True Time Radio's teaching on the matter would maintain that there are forgiven and reconciled people that do not take part in the rapture. Now listen, if people want to believe that, they're free to believe it. They can believe whatever they want. All right? People say to me all the time, the problem with you, Ross, is that you just believe you're right. Well, duh. If I thought I was wrong, I'd believe something else. The same as Truth Time Radio. So if people want to believe that there are forgiven and reconciled people who aren't going to take place in the catching away, they're free to believe that. But for others of us, this is a nonsensical, theological non-starter that doesn't make any sense. For others, belief in the forgiven and reconciled loss is an unbiblical, theological non-starter. To believe that there are forgiven and reconciled people who are at the same time lost, if people want to believe that, they're free to do that. But they should not, therefore, then take away the freedom of others to vehemently disagree with that idea. So what have we seen here in this analysis of the History Teacher Barks Back blog from April 8? We have seen a consistent trend on the part of True Time Radio to withhold information, to misdirect, to gaslight, to not be honest and forthcoming with all of the content of the arguments that we have been presenting here in the public space, and be banking on the fact that their readership has not engaged intellectually with the material and content that we have presented. This is not being honest interlocutors in a public discussion. So people can take this for what it's worth, but this is not the way dialogue should be happening between believers, where you are withholding pertinent information from your readership and audience that would falsify your position. Meaning again, regeneration, I have proven in this video from sources, online sources from the OED. I've proven it from the Online Etymological Dictionary, the very dictionary TTR uses. In my previous video, we searched the lexicons of modern early English. In this video, I've shown you the actual sermons of translators and what they say about the matter. In every case and every category of information that we can present, it demonstrates that regeneration means born again. Now, before I go from this video, there's one more issue that I want to address, and that is to foreshadow where I'm going next in the next video. There's an interesting statement here in a blog about me. Not that of the extra biblical research of a quote history teacher, and certainly not then of a born again Calvinist, talking about Noah Webster, who published a partially plagiarized dictionary in 1828. More on that subject to come in the future. TTR foreshadows the release of a follow-up blog to this one on the topic of Noah Webster in the, quote, near future. The promised blog post, on Webster, titled Noah Webster, the Calvinist King James Bible Corrector, was originally released on Friday, April 22nd, 2022. The history of TTR's blog post on Noah Webster is curious, to say the least. That is what we are going to be addressing in the next installment, number 2 in these videos, is this blog right here, Noah Webster, the Calvinist King James Bible Corrector. This blog is foreshadowed in the History Teacher Barks Back blog from April 8, which is about me. I will refrain from saying anything else other than the history of this blog post is exceedingly interesting, and it is fascinating to me that Truth Time Radio would say and talk about Noah Webster plagiarizing a dictionary when in installment number two, we will be talking heavily about the very issue of plagiarism itself. So I'd like to remind you, if you've enjoyed this video, if you would subscribe, ring the alarm bell, share, leave a comment. Folks, these things are what they are. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ, if you've never relied exclusively on his shed blood for you on the cross as the only total complete payment for your sin, you need to stop relying on your work, your effort, your performance, your ability to get it done and make God happy with you, and trust and rely exclusively on what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. The very moment that you do that, you will pass from death to life. Appreciate you watching this video. Stay tuned for installment number two. Thank you.